This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Now we're about to get into it. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by, Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Joining me from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I don't have jet lag like you do, probably. You had to come back east, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm still not sleeping right. And then Friday night, I fly to Phoenix, Arizona. I help teach self-defense outside of the home, where they have to have an attorney do the legal part. And then I fly late Saturday night or 12:05 a.m. Sunday morning back to Cincinnati, and then I have graciously volunteered to teach 17 young individuals a basic pistol class so they can get their concealed carry permit in Ohio. So I'm not sure what I was thinking, but I can't wait for Sunday night to come around.
I cannot imagine what your schedule looks like. I mean, is there any blank space in the schedule anywhere? Like overnight, there has to be some, right? I mean,
yeah, it's been the first part of the year. It's always heavy. You know, a lot of cases that seem to drag over the next year as an attorney, mostly firearms cases. And then I had to squeeze in and go down and get a new suit tonight because next week, and less than a week from now, I'll be at the Great American Outdoor Show doing two seminars a day for the NRA on lethal force in the law and the 10 things you never want to do after you use your firearm or self-defense. I do that for Second Call Defense, which, by the way, Phoenix, Arizona, got a phone call at about 11:30 my time for a Second Call Defense member who was forced to brandish his firearm.
Yeah.
And, I love it when it happens because I can't imagine not being there for somebody. So if things went well.
I'll tell you, when I got my package, I had this grandiose idea that I was going to do a video with it, right? Which I did. But, I got to thinking about it after I didn't open it, and I was thinking, my card is in there with that number that I need to have in it. And as soon as I did that thinking, I immediately sat down and I figured, okay, well, I don't have to do my makeup because it's just going to be my hands. So I just filmed my hands opening my envelope, and because that, when I slipped that card into my wallet, I know it's going to be a tough haul if I have to shoot somebody again. You know, I get that. But at the same time, I don't have to do it alone, and that's the big difference, and that's where I get the comfort.
You know, he called me, and obviously he was excited because it was a very stressful situation. It was in his neighborhood at a neighbor's house, and then, you know, you get a chance to calm down, get some tactical breathing to settle him down, get him to be quiet and listen to me, and then the police officer came, and I said, put him on speaker, and tell the officer that you have an attorney on the phone, and he had no problem with that. And then we had a good discussion as to what happened, reminded him that he was in fear of death and serious bodily injury. And Arizona's strange, and this is why it's important for all your listeners to make sure they know the laws of where they are. Because
yeah.
In Arizona, you don't have duty, there's not a duty to retreat sometimes. when you're in private property, you don't have a duty to retreat. But if you're in public property in a public domain, you have a duty to retreat. And the police officer was saying, did this happen in private in the house or outside? Outside. Well, it was in public. Why didn't you leave? Well, I was trying to back up. But do you understand you're free to do whatever you want to do, but you're walking a thin line? And so, you know, it makes me feel for the police officers, too, because they got to consider that. And then he said, talk to your attorney and have him talk to you about the difference between private and public property and the duty to retreat in Arizona. And I said, officer, I will. So we had that conversation. But, again, there's people that live in these states, and Arizona is very gun-friendly, and they draw some distinctions. And they also draw some distinctions that none of us else have. They have 10 specified felonies that you really don't have to be in fear for your life, but you can use your firearm to stop. Arson, for example. Arson in a dwelling habitated by another, you can be walking out the door and seeing the arson being committed, and you can use lethal force. Burglaries, lethal force. And so, you know, if you're from Arizona, you need to take a look, and I tell people to memorize those 10 exceptions, because when you read the code in Arizona, the law is written in exceptions. You know, this is what you can't do. And so that's a little different.
It brings to mind a question I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask it. I don't know if you'll have time to answer it all the way. I'm all about the Constitution. I'm all about states' rights. But should something like, is there any other right like the Second Amendment? Is there a New Jersey version of the First Amendment? Is there a Arizonan version of the Fourth Amendment? Shouldn't all of these amendments all be enforced the same way if we're going to have them, which we do, we have them? And, you know, the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves existed before. It predates the Constitution. So that's just there to keep the federal government from doing it. Should the states get out there and make it so littered and so, you know, so many mines and trip wires and everything else, make it so hard for you to understand how to defend yourself? I mean, it's a natural instinctive thing.
Well, we have to remember the first 10 amendments and the Civil Rights Amendments, they're there to limit the state action, not to limit us.
Right.
We know what our inalienable rights are. We know what our God-given rights are. They're reminding the federal government and state governments, hey, you know, my right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, which don't you understand? And that's the problem now. And somewhere along the ways, we decided, well, if there's substantial state interest, then they can have some reasonable regulation on it. Well, you know what happens whenever we give the state government or the federal government any type of regulation when it's related to any of our laws, and that's what happened. Regulations and reasonable regulations have went off the deep end because you have to have a law degree and a couple different doctorate degrees to figure out a lot of what these state laws are all about, especially if you want to apply them against our existing federal rights under the Constitution. So you're right. You know, it's not too much clear. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Which part of that don't you understand? And it's amazing how our government over the years have whittled away our clear constitutional rights.
Yeah. The state, the 10th Amendment part of it, I'm just trying to figure out who made that trendy to use that to restrict the Second Amendment. That's the only time you ever see New York State or New Jersey or Maryland or California getting out there and go, 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment, is when they want to restrict the right to keep and bear arms. It's never about the First Amendment. I mean, last week we had a legislator get up there and he was going to talk about, he did a little farce where he recommended vetting and licensing journalists, and all of the liberals who didn't get the joke went insane. You probably might have seen that. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Coming up, we're coming up on the first break. SecondCallDefense.org. I'm a member. You cannot imagine the relief I got just sticking the card in my pocket, knowing that I've got people like Maloney behind me. Not just Maloney. He's got a phalanx of people ready to defend me in South Carolina if the time comes and I have to shoot somebody, if I have to defend myself.
I've been a criminal defense attorney for going on 25 years, and I'm a member. Because
right.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring,
say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wednesday night at the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you you are ready.
You know, I just realized that that spot is the one without the sound effects in it that makes me sound really groovy cool. I'm going to have to do something about that. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. I didn't realize that, Sean. I like the groovy cool sound effects.
Yeah, the sound effects add something to it. You know, yeah. You were talking about states' rights and the Second Amendment rights. You know, the best way to see the distinction is if you look at Chicago versus McDonald, which applied the Heller decision to the states. Justice Thomas wasn't really a dissent, but it was a companion opinion, and his opinion really is what the court should have adopted because it used the 10th Amendment and the 14th Amendment in the proper way, the way it should have been done. And so I encourage everybody out there to look up those two opinions. Read Heller first because Heller is just a good opinion. But then take a look at Chicago versus McDonald and hone in on what Justice Thomas has to say because he educates us all on the purpose and intent of the 10th and the 14th Amendment working together. And the best way to do it is just to read it. And you guys really understand because some people are confused about state rights issues versus the federal rights issues. You know, when shortly after Sandy Hook and the Senate was considering all their draconian gun laws, people started saying, wait a minute, the 10th Amendment, you had states that were drafting bills and legislation that said, the federal government does this, we don't care, we're not going to follow it. Well, that's really feel-good legislation. I encourage everybody to read that Chicago versus McDonald opinion, and God rest Otis McDonald's soul because, he left us about a year ago. But, you'll get a good understanding of what Bill's talking about.
Isn't Heller still out there? Isn't there about to be a Heller 3?
Yeah, actually, Dick had there was probably Heller 1 through 9. Heller 2 was taken care of by another companion case. Heller 3, if memory serves, was all about concealed carry in Washington, D.C. That could have been what Heller 2 was about. They are issuing concealed carry permits. That was probably what Heller 2 and the companion case was about. And Heller 3 is out there, and Dick actually has probably 9 total different federal cases that are filed to force the District of Columbia to act like America.
Hmm. They're still working on that one, aren't they?
Dick Heller has been very busy, and folks, if you ever met the man, what a humble man, and he planned Heller 1 to the point in time where he changed his job. He made all these long-term, 20 years in advance, he changed his life to get Heller 1. I mean, that's what kind of a genius he was. So read the Heller opinion, and then some night, if you want him, Dick Heller is a great guy to get on the air, and he truly is an American hero.
Well, if you got his number, we need to talk.
All right, I'll get it to you. Without a doubt, I must do.
As an NRA member, and as an NRA board member, let's emphasize that part. And as an attorney of a company that caters to self-defense shooters, does it make you cringe as much as it makes me cringe when we throw laws out there to be challenged in court, like in with the Supreme Court, the Ninth Circuit, all of these yahoos that are out there and changing things? I mean, just the other day, they discovered that there was a right to get married if you were gay. Some of these guys are just making it up as you're going. So, I mean, does it make you cringe when that kind of thing happens like it does me? It makes me I just feel something happening.
Well, it should really make all of us cringe. We all got to realize that, God, what a special document the Constitution was. There has never been a group of individuals placed on this planet before and probably never will be again. And that document really is a sacred document. It's not a living, breathing document. It doesn't change with the times. That's what's so important and impressive about the Constitution. These are your rights and these are your laws, and those don't change. And certainly when you look at the Ninth District and you go west, as a law student, you learn that we read the bizarre opinions coming out of California simply because they're so progressive that eventually, those are going to spread out through the rest of the country. And sometimes what the Ninth Circuit does ends up, being law in Ohio eventually, and it just drives me nuts when they interpret the Constitution wholly not in part with the framers' intentions or what the laws are now. So we should all cringe, and we can't laugh at any of things or scoff at any of these things because the fact that people are talking about infringing upon our rights like that should worry us all because people are getting out of bed every morning to take them away. Can you imagine a Bloomberg president, people?
I you know, I'm looking at people like him, and I'm looking at Hillary, and, you know, Hillary knows firsthand what gun control does because she was married to Clinton when he woke up that morning in, what was it, 95, 96, and he didn't have, he'd had the majority in both houses, he lost it. She's running on gun control. Bloomberg thinks it's a smoking hot idea, except Bloomberg doesn't. Does Bloomberg even get out of New York City?
You know, I'm not sure if he's ever left. That's a good point.
Well, I mean,
I don't.
I would doubt. I mean, he's got his little baby Huey gun squad that surrounds him, and you can't even see him when they're walking around, and they hassle everybody. And I'd really like to know what their jurisdiction is and what they can and can't do when they're hassling all these people. That's all one of these. That's all.
Well, you know, talk about a goon squad. You're right. He's surrounded by armed citizenry, and he's taking everybody else's guns away. That's hypocrisy at its best. And you know what? Those should make us mad, and they should make us damn mad. And hopefully, we're going to remember this. If you can hear my voice, you get your neighbors off the couch, you get your friends off the couch, you drag them from wherever they are, because if we show up and we vote, we can change this country and we can get it back on the track that it needs to be on. It's up to us and we can do it.
See, I like it whenever you're on, you think the way I do about the whole electoral process. Although the thing I like about the electoral process is that's choice number one, and my last choice is the one they really don't want me to exercise, which is also the thing we come down on.
No.
We're coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. I am a member. If you use promo code lock and load, or you're not associated with anybody else like that, right? You would get it. You'll know who they're talking about.
You can join. Say Bill, you can say Frady, you can say the handsome bald guy, whatever you want to say, I'm going to know.
Yeah, but you're bald too. They might. It doesn't matter. You heard what he said. Go there. Use that promo code. You got to pay to sign up, but when you get your package, he's going to cut you a check and give you your first month for free. So go out there and make him pay you a bunch of money. Join the Defender plan like I joined. It's $20 a month. I blow more than that on the weekends at Starbucks, literally. And for $19.95 a month, I'm covered in every facet of everything Second Call Defense puts out there. They have better plans, more expensive plans that just cover the same things more, but I've got it all. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Back again. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000.
No, not Ammunition Depot.
That's the thing about live radio, Sean. You just never know where it's going to take you. SecondCallDefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Or, well, he's not going to be in the office, so we're not going to give out his number today because you'd just be getting voicemail. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. You were at SHOT Show, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you get to did you get to go shoot anything? Did you get to go check out everything new, or were you too busy taking care of business?
I passed on a shooting event. A friend of mine owns a gun manufacturing company, and he invited me to shoot his wares. He makes the ARAC. And had all the opportunities, but I passed it up to go to the Glock party. Now, real quick, the Glock party was the best time I've ever had in my life, not just because it was the 30th anniversary, and I truly love and believe in Glock, but I met two true American heroes. They wheeled in two gentlemen in wheelchairs. It was obvious they were World War II vets. I ran over. I introduced myself. I said, can I have a picture? I had my pictures taken with them. I told them how proud I was to be an American and thanked them. And then I stood up and walked around behind them and realized who they were. They were some of the last surviving members of Easy Company. They were the people that you were used to seeing on the show, Band of Brothers.
Right.
The medic. And you know, they were there, and I'm talking to them, and he said, Sean, if that could have been made about anybody that was in World War II, and God, well, how good it feels to be an American. So I didn't get a chance to shoot things like that, but I want to tell you that I also got the chance to meet and have a long conversation with the people from G-Code. I have never felt better about a company, about a group of people, about a group of Americans than when you meet these guys. I can't say enough about them, enough what they want to do. We don't have a chance to talk about our FASTER program and what we're doing to arm teachers throughout the country, but they're on board 100%, and what a bunch of great individuals. And I can also tell you, thanks to you, that I bought my first Frog Lube last week. So that's enough of my shameless plug.
There you go.
And I also want to tell you that I don't talk about women enough in Second Call Defense, and I feel bad about that, because I remind people, you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to need Second Call Defense. All you have to do is use a firearm in self-defense. So husbands, if you have a wife that shoots with you and you know your wife is going to protect her family when you're not there, or even when you are there, get them covered for $5, $6, or $7 additional dollars a month, depending upon what level. Your wife is on everything that you have. And I have 2 21-year-old boys now, and they're patriots, and they're going to protect us also. And as soon as I could get it for them, I got it for them. But I want to tell you something. Women are such a huge part of what we're all about. If you look at the psychological options and the psychological protection that we offer that you talked about a lot, Bill, that all came from women in focus groups. They were the only ones that had the guts to say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it emotionally and mentally. And that's where that came from. So husbands, if you have a gun in the house and there's somebody in that house that could use that besides you, get them covered. It's only an additional $5, $6, or $7 for your wife or for your husband to add a spouse. It's very inexpensive. And I just wanted to remind you of that, because, you know, we probably are looking at over 30% of our Second Call Defense members are female. And it would be more except for the fact that for some reason, some husbands in a household just try to keep all the messy stuff away from the wives. But they're going on their own with well-armed women, with women armed and ready, with tank purses, and they're protecting us also. So I just wanted to throw that in there and remind all you listeners, you don't need to carry a gun. If you have access to a firearm in your house, you don't need a permit. All you have to do is protect yourself with one. Sorry, Bill.
Well, no, I ask you questions, and then you answer them, and sometimes you answer them before I get a chance to ask them.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I was stunned by the number of females, and then sometimes I don't remind people that you don't have to have a permit for concealed carry. All you need to do is be anywhere and legally use a firearm, in your house, in your car, it doesn't matter, in the woods hunting, on the range, accidental shootings. Take the time and take a look at everything we have, and remember the difference. It's day one, dollar one, there's no reimbursement. Read everybody else. Take a look at the reimbursement. And, folks, if any of you are planning on going to the Great American Outdoor Show, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, or you're near there, come and see me. We have a booth that I'll be giving 2 seminars a day that in my mind, are priceless and you can't get anywhere else. So come, and we're filming those. I have a film crew there, and our website is going to have all these seminars, and the website gets better and better every day. Every day that you don't use your firearm, I hope you're on our website learning about the fine points of the law, preparing yourself mentally and legally to use your firearm in self-defense. This gentleman from this morning, outside of his house, how many times has he went to work every morning? This morning, for some reason, in a quiet neighborhood in Phoenix, Arizona, he walks out the door and there's trouble and it's in his face. Never would have crossed his mind ever, except for the fact that he had his firearm, and he used it and he probably, by brandishing it and acting the way he did, he probably saved a life. He saved a life that probably 9 out of 10 of us would have pulled the trigger for. So please understand that we can't predict when and where it's going to happen. And with all sincerity, Bill, I don't know how I'm going to handle myself, and who in the hell am I going to call? Can't call myself because I have a fool for a client, so I have the next best thing, Second Call Defense. And that's why I started because I was selfish.
I'm going to tell you how I set this thing up in my head, because I've drawn my gun twice, okay, in self-defense. Before I had Second Call Defense, before I had a permit. And when you say you don't know how you're going to react, now I know exactly how you're going to react after you shoot somebody, because I've done that too. But I'm going to tell you how I'm going to treat it if I have to draw a weapon. Do you want to know what that is? Do you want to know what my criteria is?
I want it all.
I carry the biggest gun I can possibly carry in any given situation, because I want to make sure that it is availably, it's in their vision. I want it to be seen, and I'm not going to bring it up and keep it low ready. It's going straight into their face when it comes up. And if they continue to come forward after I can see in their eyes that the gun is in my hands and they know it, then it's time to get loud. And then right after I get loud, as I go into shock and the adrenaline hits me and I'm vomiting and everything else, I'll be trying to call the cops and I'll be trying to call you. But that's my criteria. If I pull the gun and they keep coming, well, okay. I didn't start this.
And Bill, it's good that you think that way, because I tell people, you need to think about situations like that. You need to walk around the corner and take the corner wide and take it right. It's not because you're paranoid. The only way that we can prepare ourselves for the worst is to think about what we're going to do when the worst happens. That's how we practice. So please think about it all the time, guys. Nobody has to know what you're thinking about, but that's how you prepare. And you do not have time to make the decision of when you're going to pull the trigger when it's happening. You better know what you're going to do. You better make a decision long before it happened to make sure you do that. And just know that if you're a second call defense member, I'm going to zealously represent you and the company well within the bounds of the law. And I'll go to jail for you if that's what it takes. You know, I believe in this. I believe in our right to keep and bear arms. As a board of director, there's nothing more that I care about than our God-given rights, to our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, because especially now, from ISIS coming into my country and telling me how to act in my country, to any criminal that's coming, to the government trying to take my firearms away, to the progressives wanting all the guns because they want power, folks. They want their power. They don't like it that Mr. Frady and I can look them in the eye and say no. And they can't stand it.
There we go. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. More things to consider, but before we go forward, well, no, I'm going to make an administrative statement. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Administrative statement. Some of you out there go to my Facebook page from time to time. I put two things up on my Facebook page. I put things up about the show. I put things up about something I might be doing in connection with the show. And I put things up that I think that are funny. If you find any of that distasteful, do not comment to me. Navigate away from me. I'm not putting it up there for you. Okay, okay. My guest now, this hour, is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Sean, do you think I have some anger management issues?
No, I think that if everybody took statements like that to heart, we'd have a lot less lawsuits in America. We'd be praying in our schools, and we wouldn't be afraid to name the people that are attacking us and want us dead. So that's a good statement.
Well, I mean, I'm a military vet, and we get a rather morbid sort of crazy sense of humor, and it doesn't ever leave you. The man can come out of the military, but the military never leaves the man. And I posted something up there that I just thought was funny because I have this feeling that I'm going to be, one of these days I'm going to be sitting around in my house and I'm going to hear somebody screaming something about Allah, and I'm going to have to go outside and get sort of operational. I'm afraid of that. I'm not afraid of it happening, but I'm afraid it's going to happen. And so, you know, I'm doing some stuff and putting some stuff up. It's all beside the point. Anyway, back to Second Call Defense. And, I saw something the other day. You were talking about those guys from the Band of Brothers from Easy Company. I'm trying to figure out how to be able to be one of the people that goes on one of those honor flights to help out one of those vets when they're getting there. Because that, I mean, there's not that many of these guys left. They've all got to be in their 90s, aren't they?
They are. And Bill, I met their handler, so to speak. He goes everywhere with them. And
right.
Talk to me about the trip they took to Normandy. I have the information. I want to get involved with Honor Flight also. I need to do everything I possibly can do while these heroes are still alive to thank them. And so I will get you information, and maybe that's something that we could do together. But I would certainly love to do that because, folks, they are America. That is why we're speaking English and not German. That is why there's so much other good things that have happened in the United States since the 1940s.
Yeah, they were the last time. They were in the military, actually. I talk about being unleashed because the American military hasn't been unleashed since World War II. And these guys got unleashed, but there's no such thing as tours.
No.
When they were in the military. You know
what? Take the rules of engagement off our boys and ladies right now, and this thing is over in a month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, these
and,
guys.
You know, I also want to remind people that, you know, there's a lot of people that don't join something because they don't know. We're giving you Second Call Defense for a month for free because I want you to be involved. I want you to see, and God, I hope you don't have to use it, but I want you to know it's there. And I want to remind people that I was facing my oldest son about to go to college. I had a brother a year behind him waiting to go to college, and a daughter a couple years later, had a wife, mortgage payments, and everything that you do in life. And I was so frustrated out of how people that you were defending themselves with the firearms were being treated by the court system. I put the brakes on, set the emergency brake. I ceased practicing law for almost 3 years, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with partners of mine to make sure the best legal minds in the country had the thing perfectly created. And we did that for you guys because we believe in it that much. And trust me when I say, who am I going to call? And so then after that, we decided, you know, let's give it away for a month free to make sure that everybody can get a chance to take a look at it. If you don't like it, tell me why. There's nothing that you have to do. Just cancel. But any changes you want to make, anything you see, just, you know, speak out. So remember, it's free, you guys. I wish I could give it to you free up front, but because of insurance regulations, you have to buy yourself insurance, and I will reimburse you. Bill's 100% seriously says your first month is free when you put Lock and Load Radio on there. And so it's there for you, so use it. Feel free to contact Bill. Second Call Defense, my phone numbers are up. Bill has all my contact information. He can share it. He'll give you anything you want. If you have any questions or concerns, call him or call me.
The thing about Second Call Defense, the reason I settled with Second Call Defense, and I'm not settling, I found the best one. Okay? There are some out there that may have the same kind of coverage, but they're not everywhere. They're everywhere. That's good. There's some out there that will tell you that you have insurance and everything, and part of it is contingent on the fact that you go through the process and you're exonerated, and then they'll pay you back. And if you don't have the money going up front, well, then you'll just be spending some time at the Gray Bar Hotel without legal representation until your day in court comes. They arrive as soon as you sit down. If they're going to try to incarcerate you, as soon as you've got the jumper zipped up, there's somebody coming there to get you out of jail. They're going to spring you out of jail. They're going to get you bailed out that day. No waiting on the weekend or anything else. That's very important. They also, you know, I talk a lot about what somebody goes through physiologically and mentally when you shoot somebody. They have that covered. If you need to be counseled by somebody, they have that covered to where you don't have to pay for it. Nobody else does that. Nobody else starts opening the wallet, writing checks as soon as, you know, if they're putting bracelets on you, as they're clinking shut, they're popping the pin top, the pinpoint right out of the pen, getting ready to start writing stuff and getting you out of jail and getting you ready to go. So, I mean, I didn't settle on anything.
And to Bill's point, from the beginning, everybody has a right to bail and to bond. Everybody has a constitutional right to representation. I ask no question. You're going to get bond and you're going to get attorney immediately because nothing else matters. Now, if something comes up and, you know, a crackhead is robbing somebody, well, of course it ends there. But I made the decision that if I have to eat it or not, everybody gets bail because we have a constitutional right to have that if the conditions are met. And everybody has a right to representation, and just not any representation, but good qualified representation. And that's the way I started. That was coming out of the box. And a lot of things that you see and a lot of benefits and services that we provide, only we provide because there's no insurance coverage with these things. You go out there and you find somebody else that's going to give you psychological help. You go out there and find somebody else that's going to clean up your foyer because you just had to kill somebody and you have to step over the blood every day of your life. We make sure that that's cleaned up. We do so much more, and then we give you the psychological assistance that you need if you need it to help you deal with those demons. Again, I don't know how I'm going to react, and I want to make sure that my life doesn't end as I know it if I'm ever forced to use a firearm in self-defense. Give it a shot. Trust me. Trust Bill. The first month is free. Just get it over with and sign up, and I promise you'll never regret 1 minute.
Very good. Anyway, that part of it, I mean, to what he was speaking about, like if this happens in your front door, they may come and the forensic team may come and clean it up and everything else. But every time you look at that front door, you're going to be reminded of it unless you get a little help to work through this. Trust me. I know exactly what I'm speaking of. So, anyway, this is why Second Call Defense became my choice. That's why I reached out to them. That's why I was very pleased when they said yes. That's why I am a member. They're my client. I am theirs. It's a symbiotic relationship. It can be the same thing for you. And you'll get the first month for free. I didn't ask for the first month for free because I would have been gaming the system, and I'm not going to do that. And I think enough of the coverage to just go ahead and pay for it. Get involved in it. And, you know, you're supporting somebody with the NRA. He's an NRA board member. I mean, you bleed gunpowder, don't you?
You know, I try to. Tim and I, you meet certain people, and you know Tim, and I know Tim. And we try to stay involved, and certainly I do. You know, I don't know what I was thinking when someone said they wanted me to help them teach the legal portion of their self-defense outside of a home. It has to be done by an attorney, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. And so I fly out late Friday night. I land at 11 o'clock Phoenix time. I start teaching and start doing seminars probably at 8 o'clock in the morning. We get done. They take me to the airport at 12:05 a.m. I'm on my way back to Cincinnati, Ohio. I land at 9:30. My son is teaching.
We've run out of time. Right. Hey, there's never enough time to talk about it.
And if I sound too much like an infomercial, tell Dylan we'll change things.
No, he won't. You stay safe. I'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Love you, Bill.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.